Have you ever felt frustrated because you were dating somebody and they didn't meet your expectations? It's not going how you expected, or they're not the height or the bill you dreamed about. They didn't have the bank account you wanted them to have. Maybe they weren't driving the kind of car or lived in the kind of house that you expected them to live in. So what do you do? What do you do when you expect something that you really don't have in your current relationship? Well, today we're gonna dissect a letter that was sent in from a young lady who's experienced this very same thing. So I'll read it. It says, "Dear Minister Yo, I met the perfect man. He has integrity, character, cute, he's fine, he has good teeth, he can cook, and he works hard. I have only one problem. It bothers me that he makes less money than me. He makes $60,000 a year. And he only has an okay looking house, a 3-2, which means 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. But that little house is too small for me. I can't live in that. I talked to my mom about this, and she said that I was crazy to be trying to push this good man away because he makes 60K. What do you think? Am I crazy for dwelling on this? Sincerely, I am not a gold digger." Well, thank you, I am not a gold digger. I appreciate you submitting your letter. I think you are overreacting. I agree with your mom. I think he's a really good guy, and I think making 60K a year is not bad, actually. A lot of people make less than 60K a year, and they're married. So I don't see that him making 60K a year is a problem. That's not a red flag for me. What's a red flag for me is that it is an issue for you. And so that makes me think, what happened in your past? Did you grow up with a single parent home? Did you struggle growing up? What is it about 60K that you think you can't live the kind of life you want on 60K? Do you plan to be a stay-at-home wife, a stay-at-home mom, and not work? And are you thinking that 60K won't provide the kind of lifestyle that you want to live? I'm curious about why this is an issue for you, because if I'm very honest, 60K is a pretty good salary. Just a little background for the rest of us. What she's talking about is financial security. And security is one of the needs that women have. We want to feel secure. And there are 4 types of security. There is financial security. There is emotional security, physical security, and spiritual security. And we need security in all these areas in order to feel secure. And she's talking about finances. She doesn't feel comfortable with him making what she considers to be a little bit of money. And honestly, I do think, I'm not a gold digger, I do think you are overreacting, and maybe it's because of your past experiences of how you have grown up, but I would not break up with him because of what he makes. I will do the opposite. I will continue dating him, getting to know him, and seeing what else we have in common. I do want to recommend a book. Good. And it is by Dr. Henry Cloud. It's called How to Get a Date Worth Keeping. I think that will bless you as you navigate through this dating process with not only him or any other guys that you may date in the future. But yeah, I do think that you are overreacting. I don't think 60K is a little bit of money. I don't think a house that's a 3-2 is a deal breaker. I honestly think that's a pretty decent sized house starting out. I don't know if you have children or how many you have, or if he has children, how many that he has, but I think it would be a good start if you were going to get married, and then you can always upsize later. I don't think, doesn't sound like he's a bad guy at all to me. I think you are overreacting out of fear of not having enough. And so I think that if you focus on becoming what you are requiring the men you date to be, then you will be more comfortable with what they're making, because you make enough that you can support the entire family if you had to, because you just never know. A lot of women get married and then sickness happens and the husband can't work, or they were in an accident or something. You need to be able to step up and bring money in the house if you have to. You know, I don't know if you are a working woman or if you prefer to be a stay-at-home mom, but life has a way of bringing things to us, and we have to be able and open to shift and be what we need to be when we get married. So I don't know if you're thinking about getting married or if you're just dating, but I do think that you're overthinking things. I think, yeah, you should just take a deep breath and relax and enjoy this good man's company, and read the book, pray and ask God to reveal to you what's going on in your heart, why this is an issue for you. And if you need to seek professional counseling, I think that that's a really good idea. And if you want to reach out to me one-on-one and do some personal coaching, I would love the opportunity to coach you. That's all I have for today. If you're interested in submitting your questions, you can submit your questions to www.yolandabethay.com, or you can email your questions to makingmarriageworknow@gmail.com. That's all I have for today. And until next time, go in God.